It is time for your Valentine's Day edition of the tea for the day.
Yes, and today's tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Today, Jussie Smollett, he spoke to Robin Roberts. This is the first, very, public appearance. Mm-hmm. So he was talked about the racist, homophobic attack against him. He said when he saw the surveillance photo of the men in the street, he knew it was them. And he said one of the reasons why people don't believe him, well, he didn't say this, but I know one of the reasons why people don't believe him is because he didn't give up his phone to the police.
What?
He didn't. So he said it was because his manager was on the phone while the attack happened and heard everything, and that he has private photos, videos, and phone numbers he didn't want compromised. Like, I was trying to think, can I understand
whoa, 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 whoa. Like, he could expose some people?
That's what I was trying to feel like. I'm like, because he was saying phone numbers. He was like, my castmates' numbers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess industry people, and he didn't want that kind of stuff compromised. Like, you should be able to trust the cops with that information. I don't know. Mm. Like, trust them to at least go for what they need to see. But I don't know what they needed to see anyway, besides what? Call records? Like, I don't know what they really needed to see.
They were looking for, texts and call messages. Yeah. Because if it's something suspicious, it may be a trail, a text trail or a phone trail leading to.
Yeah, maybe. Right. So, let's move on from that, because I'm kind of over that story sometimes. I don't know. All right, so 21 Savage, he might still be deported because of Trump. So the Atlanta Bureau of ICE planned to arrest and deport him a few months ago. I put 21 months ago. That's not accurate, but it was months ago. Mm-hmm. So they planned to hold him without bond until he could be deported. So they didn't know that his felony conviction was expunged because the records weren't updated. Mm-hmm. But ICE headquarters in D.C. got involved, and at that point, they had figured out that he wasn't a felon and should have been released, but instead they ignored it and they still decided to keep him. Mm-hmm. So as we know, he was bonded out, and his application to stay in the country will be processed. That's what his lawyer says. His lawyer also believes that he'll be approved because he has kids here, no conviction, and he has more than 10 years in this country. Mm. So Trump changed the immigration policies, which is to deport people who have a pending visa and they can come back when it's approved. So there's a chance that he still might get put out while his application is processed.
Well.
So I hope his lawyer can figure out a way that doesn't have to happen.
So if he leaves, does he have to go over the wall?
That's not the way he came.
Oh, let's go.
That's not the way he came.
Moving on.
Next.
Did you see that Ted Cruz said he want El Chapo to fund the wall?
He said he wants El Chapo to fund the wall.
Okay, anyway, so a rapper named YNW Melly. So he's fairly new. He's up and coming. But he's among the people that have been working on Kanye's album with him in Miami last month.
Uh-huh.
So that can tell you where he was on his way to.
Uh-huh.
So he was arrested and charged in the double murder of his two friends.
He
murdered his two friends?
Two of his friends.
Okay.
So
don't sound like friends to me.
So listen. All right. He and another friend have been charged with two counts of first degree murder. The cops say that they shot the men and then staged the crime scene to make it look like a drive-by shooting.
What?
How do you do that? Do you urge around the corner a bunch of times to get skid marks? What do you do? I don't know. So I don't know how you do that. So anyway, before he turned himself in, he went on Instagram to tell his fans that he appreciates them and he lost his two brothers to violence and that the system want to find justice. He said there's a lot of rumors and lies, but God got him. Actually, the cops got your ass because they have evidence that say that you was one of the people that did it. So we're gonna see how that goes.
And the crazy thing is, he actually has a pretty good record called Mixed Personalities.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing
mixed
with yourself?
Mixed personalities. Yeah. Which personality did it? Mm. I don't know.
All right. That's a good question.
So, in some Valentine's Day news, Gucci Mane upgraded Keyshia Cole's ring. She got a 60-carat ice rink on her finger.
Where's it from?
We don't know.
Kmart just went out of business. So
it's not from Kmart. It's definitely not from Kmart. It's straight from the mines. It's
90% off right now.
Them diamonds are straight from the mines in Africa, honey. Because that rock is so damn big. That thing is huge. I wouldn't even feel comfortable running outside the house. I wouldn't.
He just turned her into a walking target.
Listen, y'all see what happened to Rich Kid the other day.
Oh.
But anyway, that's it for the tea.
All right. With that being said, enjoy yourselves, as we know you will. Sound 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.